a worker cuts down a tree along one side of the slide and a backhoe digs nearby. A newly built gravel ramp provides vehicle access to the huge pile of rock, soil, bushes, and trees below. Public Works Director and Acting City Manager Carl Hagerman says the city finished the access ramp on Monday.
With help from some local contractors, it really went a lot quicker than I thought it was going to. We got this road that comes down across the front of the slide area, and this is going to allow us to get down into the debris that's in the creek and start working on that today, hopefully.
A few pieces of fence and guardrail stick out of the debris pile, and tarps cover the seat face of the drop-off left behind by the slide above the slough. The creek's still flowing, though it's shifted to the south and flows around the pile over the unoccupied grassy bank adjacent to its original path.
The latest news on the debris in the creek is that in conversations with the Corps of Engineers and Fish and Game Habitat Office in Juneau, the city is going to be allowed to recover the trees and stumps from the debris, but the bulk of the rock and soils is going to stay where it ended up at as a result of the slide.
The idea being that too much disturbance could send a lot of the debris downstream and cause more problems for the small fish run in the slough.
You know, the damage from the slide has been done, but if we try to remove that material from the creek, it's just going to make things worse. The water is finding a way around the slide. It has pushed the creek over about 60 feet, but the water is still going around that side. It will eventually erode out. When we're taking the debris out, we may look at that channel and see if we can pull some of the debris back, widen that channel slightly without causing too much disturbance. We may do that, but we'll be in contact with Fish and Game before we try to do anything like that. Predominantly, we're just looking at removing the trees and stumps, anything that might float and shake the debris and any silt, cause any further siltation in the future.
As far as fixing the slope and preventing another slide, the city has an engineer from Paratovich, Nottingham and Drage working on that.
He's going to be recommending the best way to fix this permanently, but in the meantime, he is definitely of the mind that we need to get some rock fill back in this hole to stabilize the slope that's still exposed here. And so that will be our goal in the immediate future.
At this point, Hagerman thinks that after stabilizing the slope, the city will look at a longer-term project to develop a permanent fix.
And it very well may be that the rock fill will be the permanent fix, but at this time, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket, and we're gonna see what the engineers say. Hopefully, get some good advice, and if that requires the city to regroup and plan for a larger project to make sure this slope doesn't fail again, then it'll end up on the capital project list, and we'll deal with it as we can and as funding allows.
The two-story public works building sits near the edge of the slide, but city employees, including Hagerman, continue to work there. Hagerman says there has been a little movement of the slope because of the continuing rain, but so far the building itself does not appear to be in imminent danger.
And the engineers did have taken a couple of walks around this building and scrutinized the foundation pretty closely, and they're not seeing any signs of imminent failure of the foundation or the slope below the building. So that's good news for now.
Hagerman says the city has now submitted its written disaster declaration to the state in the hopes of getting some financial and technical assistance with cleanup and repairs.
The ball will start rolling on the state's end. They will send somebody to Petersburg to assess the damage, take a look at our project as it sits right now. They'll create a fact sheet on the incident, which they'll take back to their department and a cabinet committee that meets and decides whether or not this event is significant enough to make recommendations to the governor to declare a state disaster. And that is the key, as I understand it, that is the key to receiving state disaster relief funds, is the governor's declaration.
It can be a lengthy process, and Hagerman says he's been led to believe it can take a couple of weeks to a month, so any reimbursement may be a ways down the road. Hagerman says the city's also requested assistance from the National Resource Conservation Service. He thinks the city could qualify for funding through that federal agency's Emergency Watershed Protection Program. In the meantime, the city's looking at spending up to $250,000 on the site for now. in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.